This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5.
KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And it's a good thing you are here because in this hour, not long from now, we will be giving you a question. We have a question that we will be putting out there, and if you can answer it first, you are going to be going to the Golden Nugget with us end of August and be in our fantasy football league. You and a buddy or a wife or whatever. If you have to bring your wife, what else? But you and someone else will be coming with us to Lake Charles to the Golden Nugget. So good thing that you are here this morning. Good things happen to people who are smart and listen to the show early on. He's unbelievable. You know, I was there for Bagwell's 94. We were all there. We saw Bags, what he did in 94. It was incredible. This just seems bigger, what Yordan is doing.
Well, but that team was competing at a little higher level.
Yes. Yes.
But this is super impressive, man. This is super impressive. Because he's doing it like Baggy was with high batting average. Like, yeah. He's got a better, I don't know. I don't know if he's got a better batting average than Bags, but that was what made Bagwell's season special. Like, that was one of the most special seasons I've ever seen for an Astros hitter. And then, unfortunately, just drifted away because the lockout. And he got a hit on the hand. But Yordan's doing this, like, as a great hitter in the league. This isn't just a power thing. This is, like, an unbelievable hitter thing. His home run yesterday the other way is a great example of what makes Yordan so special. When he's on it, he is one of the most devastating. He's one of the five best hitters in Major League Baseball because you have to factor in power. The ability to drive in runs. Yordan is one of the five best hitters in baseball.
One of the five best hitters in baseball?
Well, one of the three best. Otani's in there, you would think. When Judge is on it, Judge is really, really good. He's hurt right now. But I'm talking about generally speaking, not just this year. Obviously, this year, he's at the very top.
Yeah.
But in a general sense, he's one of the top five players. If everybody's healthy and playing well, he's still one of the five best hitters in baseball. American League, National League, because he has power. He can hit for average. He has plate discipline and control.
Before this, you know, I don't know that he was getting the kind of credit that he deserves for it. And some of it is because he's injury prone, mm-hmm. and he hasn't been there. You know, there are times when he's there and not. Last year he wasn't great. He didn't have a good year. So I don't think people had him coming into this year as one of the top five hitters in the game.
Right.
Bags, well, you said, I don't know. Bags hit .368 that year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a different deal.
That was special. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Yordan has at least a share of the Major League lead in home runs, RBIs, extra base hits, total bases, times reaching base, and intentional walks. No player has finished a season leading Major League in all of those categories ever.
Right.
Since intentional walks became official in 1955 anyway. So, I mean, he is, yeah, that's what I was afraid of was, because I'm still doing that MLB thing where you pick a guy to get a hit, and I've been riding Yordan, but I didn't take him last night because I thought, well, Miami's got to, they got to be smarter than this. They got to pitch. They're pitching to him in the eighth inning with a runner on in a tie game. Yeah. Have you lost your mind, Miami? Have you lost your mind? Of course, you can't put Pena on second, I guess.
Well, and Pena's got home runs in three straight games now.
Three straight games, right.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, Pena's hitting up over 300 now. His OPS is 834, I think, something like that. Pena is, well, because he doesn't have a huge, like, he's missed so many games that he's going to take some drastic jumps up or down based on hot streaks or cold streaks. And he's up over 300 now. He hit his ninth home run. You know, that's what he's like. He's only got 28 RBIs, 9 home runs, but he's been electric lately.
Lately, he's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Lately, he's been fantastic. And he's getting to where he is getting to where, yeah, he's having a good season. He wasn't before he came back. He is now. He is dangerous. And as somebody in the know said last night, you know, there's a possibility that they're thinking that there's a possibility that Pena gets traded by the trade deadline. And that's just not that's not Crane's MO.
No, it's just really not. I mean,
he's never done that.
Probably the smart thing based on what we're facing with player work stoppage, but it's not what Crane typically does.
No.
Well, as a matter of fact, we've never seen him trade an upper level player. You know, a quality level starter. We've never seen him do it. We saw Kyle Tucker off season, but not in season.
No, not in season. They've never given up. He's never, ever waved the white flag, ever. And I don't think, especially now, they're four games under 500 after the sweep. And, you know, they just don't do that. Jim Crane says, as long as I'm here, we're going to try to win. I just don't make any decisions that's going to weaken you even worse in the minor league system. You just can't. So, I mean, they're two games out of first place. Four games under 500, two games out of first place. They ain't trading away nobody.
No. They needed to get swept by the Marlins to even consider it.
Yes.
Instead, they did the opposite.
They swept, and after
Getting swept.
I mean, they're just.
Can you imagine if they had just showed up against the Orioles?
Yeah.
This team right now, just flip one of those games, and what does it look like? Just flip one of those games in your favor.
Now you got day off, and then you go to Chicago. I'll be up there for the weekend. I might have to
go to a game.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway. You know, Peter Lambert looked great again. I mean,
it's a good start for him.
Yeah,
he's had better. Six innings, six hits, two earned runs. I mean, I'm used to Lambert going six, one earned run, 13 strikeouts, no walks.
Okay, I get it. I mean, Steve Carlton expectations Peter Lambert now.
He had a 3.0 ERA yesterday in the game. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
His ERA is like 3.08, but
3.03.
He's your best pitcher. He's your most consistent pitcher. He's not your best. The most talented is Hunter Brown. He is the most consistent pitcher on your staff by a mile, by a long mile.
Yes.
No one's even remotely close to him. It's amazing the job that they've done with him and that he has done at his age. What he's able to accomplish out of nowhere this year. And they've had, and you know, it's funny because the Astros, they got that with Ronel Blanco at one point. So it's not, you know, they've had these things happen before where a guy just comes out of nowhere and has a good season. We're talking about somebody who, I mean, Lambert, from a start standpoint, what is he up to now? He started 17 games so far this year. He's got 17 games that he's pitched in, 17 starts. They've all been starts. He's got 94 strikeouts in 98 innings. Almost a strike. You know, he's almost one per nine. He's almost a one per nine guy. His whip is 112, which is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good whip. His ERA's low.
Two and a half strikeouts per walk.
Yeah. And he's just been so consistent. He's just been, where would you be? It's hard to say, but where would you be without Peter Lambert? And that's not even a joke. With eight wins this year for you. He's got 13 decisions out of his 17 starts. He's 8-5. But Lambert, like, his last five, you know, six innings, two earned runs, quality start. A real quality start. Six inning, one earned run, quality start. Six inning, one earned run, quality start. 5 2/3, zero. Missed it by a third of an inning. And then the one before that was 5 2/3 innings, gave up four earned runs. This, I was kind of joking, but kind of not. Look at his last, his previous three was zero earned runs, one earned run in six innings. Yesterday was two earned runs. Yeah, trash. Total trash for Peter Lambert. And his strikeouts in the game before were 10, 7, and 6. So by his own standards, down game for Peter Lambert.
Yeah. And yet,
by his own standards.
Yeah. And yet, I'll take that from every starter.
Absolutely.
Every starter. If you could, yeah. Peter, how terrible is it? Look at Peter Lambert. He spent his first 5 years in the majors in Colorado. And so everybody thinks, well, he's not any good. I mean, look at his numbers. They're just terrible. You get out of Colorado, it's like you were, you know, wearing ankle weights. When you're trying to run the marathon with ankle weights on.
Yeah, and I would argue that, you know, the argument about home and away, well, you know, you're still pitching, you still psychologically are having to worry about, you're pitching a certain kind of way because of the high altitude. So your mentality, or how you're throwing on a regular basis when you're at home, it's not like you get to flip a switch and be a completely different pitcher on the road all the time. You still are dealing with psychological effects of whatever you have to deal with at home. You still have a game plan that you're used to utilizing because you're at home. You're throwing a certain type of way. I think getting just away from the whole team benefits you. Forget the fact of getting away from the park. Well, but on the road, yeah, but on the road, you're still inside the same season where you have all these issues that you have to worry about. This has been crazy that a 29-year-old pitcher, as you mentioned, literally his first season away from Colorado.
So his ERA in the last two seasons in Colorado, he was a run and a half better on the road. He was almost two runs better on the road. I mean, it just, yeah, but you have.
That's what the Astros probably dug in on. But it showed no signs. Like, you really couldn't get this. I mean, I'm looking at strikeouts, innings pitched or not. You could probably get a little bit of a sense of it last year. A little bit of a sense. But not really. This is pretty unexpected.
Well, yeah.
Pretty unexpected for him. I mean, look, his game start. As a rookie, he had 19 games started.
Well, I didn't see his numbers in where was he, Japan or Korea? Where was he?
That's right. Well, 2020, he didn't pitch. Oh, yeah, 2022 would have been.
24, he didn't pitch
I forgot. He didn't pitch in 22 in the bigs. He didn't pitch in 25 in the bigs.
Right.
He didn't pitch in 20 in the bigs.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at
They saw something, though, and boy, were they right. Mm-hmm. This is Dana just finding pitchers out
there
this offseason.
That's really all he does.
It's what he does.
Yeah.
It's what he does. Now, well, this makes up for a little bit of, you know, we've been on Dana for his pitching selections this offseason. He can go, what about Peter Lambert? Come on. Let's make sure he's included.
He hit one. That's true.
Yeah, he hit one.
He hit one.
Yeah.
It's a good one, too.
It is a pretty good
one. On the whole, he has done a poor job with pitching staff, but he did hit this one, that's for sure.
Yep. Tell you what, we're going to have another segment here. And then we got some Rockets news that we have to get to on the other side. It's pretty big. And after that, in the third segment, we will give out our question. So keep on listening here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, by the way, John, I'm looking at Lambert. I'm not really sure that the Astros looked at him in Japan and said, last year he was 3-11 with a 426 in Japan.
Yeah, but you I think you know you can't pitch in Japan.
Apparently not, because when I'm looking at these stats Doesn't look like he could pitch in Japan.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how. I don't know how where this season's coming from, but there was no sign in Japan that this is what you're going to get, and I'm sure the Astros would also tell you, yeah, we didn't know we were getting this.
Yep.
This is pretty good.
It's really, really good. All right, let's break. When we come back, we got some big Rockets news that we will get to on the other side. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, the Rockets Shams put out yesterday. Chip Engelon is the new assistant coach on Ime Udoka's staff. He's well-regarded in player development shooting specialty. This is like kind of a big deal. I mean, a lot of people were pretty excited about him coming over. He is credited for fixing the shot mechanics of Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. Lou Dort, who was a defensive specialist, shot 40% under Chip. This is apparently a really, really good hire. Will, your boy Will, put out, hey, this is nice. This is a good hire for the organization. He was with, like we said, with Oklahoma City after a 17-year run in San Antonio.
Yeah, 4 years with OKC, the most formative years for OKC. Here's what he's done. This is three-point shooting for SGA. Went from 35% to 37% under him. Small improvement. Free throw percentage went from 81 to 89. Don't sleep on free throw percentage. Mm-hmm. Lou Dort went from 33 to 37%. Isaiah Joe went from 35% to 42%. Aaron Wiggins went from 31 to 39. And Kenrick Williams went from 35 to 39.
Those are some significant increases.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I understand that it's not for some of you. You may just think, oh, that's you're still in the 30%. No, that's a big jump. It's a big jump for true shooting percentage.
That's huge.
It's a big jump. I mean, if you can go from if you can get Alperen Şengün to go from about 30% to 34%, that's a huge deal. If you can get Amen Thompson into the 30s, that's a really huge deal. If you can get Şengün from 69% free throw percentage to 76-77, that's a massive difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's a massive difference. So it's not just the three-point shooting. It's obviously the free throw shooting for some of these Rockets as well. So it's a good hire. 17 years with the Spurs, 4 years with Oklahoma City. Obviously, he's a the Rockets are I was wondering how Oklahoma City let him get away, and I'm sure it's just one of those situations where the Rockets just open up it has to be an opening up of the checkbook. Has to be.
Yeah. Isn't this what they need, though? I mean,
oh, yeah.
We complain about their offense. Part of it will be, wow, they're better offensively. You know why? Because they shoot better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The whole find an offense coordinator. That's really not probably going to happen, but if you can find somebody who can make, if they can shoot better, a lot of problems go away. Well, here you are.
Mm-hmm.
Good hiring.
I wonder if Reed takes it. There's a stat out here. The 10 fastest and slowest average release times in seconds on catch-and-shoot three-point attempts, zero dribbles. Reed Sheppard is actually tied with Cam Johnson for the quickest release in the league. 0.8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
0.8 seconds. Now, this is with a certain amount of attempts, more attempts than everybody else. The slowest, Nikola Jokic. He's 1.82. He's almost 2 seconds to get one off. But he's so big, you can't stop him anyway. But Reed is a really, really quick. I don't know what Chip can do with that, or if he's going to love that. Or maybe Reed needs to just take it a little bit slower and be more accurate. Whatever the case may be, Reed Sheppard can benefit, hopefully will benefit greatly from having Chip. Everybody will. Jabari?
Did you see are you aware of the Reed Sheppard stuff?
I got sound with him. I put sound in the,
have you
in
seen
the audio.
Him?
He was with Vanessa.
Have you seen Reed Sheppard's look now?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
He's got the beard.
Yeah.
You know,
he's got muscles. He's gained about 10 pounds of muscle.
Do you want to hear from Reed about that? Because I put the sound in.
Yeah.
And Dell can get that for us, and we can hear.
He didn't look like a little kid. Like, he's got fully grown facial hair now.
I know. Well, he looks like he's 12 if he doesn't. So,
well, it's kind of wild because I didn't think he could really grow it. There's a video that Vanessa Richardson did with him. It's out just 17 hours ago. She put it out. He's got like, I'm like, I didn't know he could grow this kind of facial hair right here. He's got a mustache that's fully grown. I'm like, okay. Well, Reed's trying to get out of that little boy phase.
Do you, I mean, I don't understand. I care that he's working out. Let's hear from Reed Shepherd with Vanessa talking about his offseason.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing would be just trying to get stronger, be in the weight room. And then other than that, working on everything, you know, ball handling, shooting, defense. But really the biggest thing was staying in the weight room and getting a little stronger.
Fans always like to know this kind of stuff. Who's the teammate you've been texting with the most this summer? Have you worked out with anybody?
I've been lifting with Kevin the most and Callie and stuff.
Cool. So, what's it been like to lift with Kevin and kind of pick his brain and experience that during the summer?
Yeah, it's good. It's cool. You know, just being out there and getting training and knowing that you're doing the stuff that they're all doing. So it's pretty cool.
Who are you lifting with? Kevin. You're lifting with Kevin. Durant? Yeah. I mean,
you're getting.
Does he? You let him spot you?
So, well, that's terrible.
Nah.
So, Reed thinks his most significant output this offseason is lifting and shooting and, you know, working out with Kevin Durant. Lance thinks it's his beard.
Well, I just think he doesn't look like a little kid anymore. It's a psychological thing. Maybe he's out of kid phase and he's in a grown ass man phase. We're in year three. We got to get grown. I need the play to get grown. I need the attitude to get grown. All of it. All of it. We're done with. And remember, he came out after 1 year from Kentucky. This would be going into his senior year. This would be going into a senior year of college.
That's an off-season beard. That thing's going to be gone.
Yeah, it'll be gone.
Nah, I think this is his new look.
No.
You don't think so?
That's an off-season. It's like when.
And his hair, too. Like, it's actually borderline off-putting.
He doesn't have to make appearances in front of a camera. That hair will be cleaned up. That beard will be
gone.
You
think so?
It's just like when Vince Carter would grow out his hair in the summer when he wasn't playing basketball. Remember that one Olympics when Vince Carter had hair?
Oh, that's right. And he braided it out.
I don't think he got that far. But
he didn't?
No. But
Was it just a natural?
And then he cut it once the season came. This is what this is.
Oh, man.
Reed's going to cut that beard and that hair.
In the comments, as Kevin says, he looks like he's about to cut a country album.
Yeah, in the picture with him, he's got the baseball cap on.
He's got the beard that's not really.
Now that is a cut. Now that look with Vanessa does look like a country album, country music.
And then somebody said, but Kendrick Perkins said the Rockets KD isn't working out with our guys. Wait,
well, he's lifting with Reed.
But Kendrick Perkins said he's not.
Well, he's not working with maybe the other guys.
You
got to go to Cali to work out. Go to Cali.
Lifting with Kevin is like shooting with Amen. Now that's ugly.
Well, that come on, that was an easy joke to write. Like, yeah, I'm out. Who are you lifting? Yeah. I'm lifting with Kevin. Like, what? Or are you shooting with him? Is he showing you anything with shooting? I don't want you lifting with Kevin. I need you shooting with Kevin.
He need to be lifting with Adams. What?
Yeah,
doing?
Lift with Steven. I'm going to get you right, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to stop doing this. This is lightweight. How much is Kevin have you lifted? Bar. You lifting bar? We're not going to lift bar anymore. We don't put some weights on.
See if you can get these 12 pounds up, Reed.
I'm looking. You don't have plates on either side of this, mate. There's no plates on either side of this.
It's just the bar.
It's the bar. Who told you to lift this? Kevin. No, mate. We're not listening to anything Kevin says. Not with lifting. Nah, mate.
Oh, that's so funny.
We're going to actually put real plates on both sides of that, mate.
Why are people so ugly? That's so terrible. People.
How many reps?
The kid is lifting with Kevin Durant. Leave him alone.
30 reps.
He's working.
You shouldn't be able to do 30 reps, mate. Yeah, that's bye. 30 reps, mate. We need to get you to where you can do 8. We're going to. Have you ever lifted until you went to failure? Oh, yeah, mate. That's what we're doing. We'll get stronger. Let your hair grow out, too. He looks like Steve's working with Steven Adams. His hair's getting a little crazy.
No, he's got that look.
In the one picture that Brad O's got from Hairston's Instagram. Like, this is. Well, it looks like one of my kids would look when they're getting their broccoli heads.
Your kids. I thought of some young guys that I know that had just got these scruffy beards.
My kids can't grow that beard mustache combination, but no. They can grow this broccoli hair because every kid this age, like they all have hair like this.
Yeah, right.
About 85% of the kids have hair like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like Reed has right now. I like it. I like the country. It almost doesn't look like Reed Shepherd in that picture. The one with Vanessa looks like Reed Shepherd, and he does look like a country western singer.
He does.
How's this going to play out? Because
he's going to keep it, and he's going to ball out.
Not for Reed.
You know what?
Well,
Dell, no. Can you tie together CJ hair off? Reed muscles facial
well,
hair.
This is most,
rebrand.
This is more about you because you were super focused on CJ's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Early in his career.
Yeah.
And he had a good rookie
you
year.
Him brat.
And then he didn't. He didn't perform at the same level we would have liked.
Right.
So Reed Shepherd hasn't lived up to his status as a number three overall pick. Is now your focus on his hair going to lead to a big jump in performance?
Plus, I think Chip might have a bigger say in
perhaps,
it.
Perhaps,
okay.
Perhaps. I'm telling you, that hair won't be the same once training camp begins. That hair's going
to
get cut.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady came in with different hair all the time. Joe Brady comes in with different hair all the time to this day. Why can't Reed Shepherd?
Tom Brady did that when he was older and established. Reed.
No, in his prime. Remember when he went long hair that he pulled behind his ears?
He wasn't 22, 23 years old when he did that. As I said, he was older and established.
Okay, so
when
you
that
think when
about.
He gets established, he'll stop having little kid haircuts?
He might. People change. The hair changes when you get a little bit older. That
Are
hair.
Really talking about
he's
the hair?
Bringing it up. So I'm
well,
just telling you.
Really?
The hair.
He ain't going back to his look like last year.
The hair's going
to
get cut. The beard's going to be gone.
He's got a different look.
No.
This is a different look.
No
Why
chance.
Is he just off season? He's going to change his look completely?
It happens.
Then he's going to go back and his mom's going to give him bowl cuts after this? No.
I don't think. Not
Maybe
his
he didn't
mom.
Hear. He's getting an NBA contract.
But I don't know. I would imagine he's going to get a call from his mom. Hey, we don't represent ourselves that way. Cut your hair.
Yeah. Unless he's going to cut a country album now.
Well, is he?
You don't know.
How about Jason Holcomb says, so what have you been up to, Cam Smith? I've been running bases with Jose Altuve. No, don't run bases with Altuve.
He wasn't running, doing anything this
Lifting with
series.
Kevin is like blocking with Dalton. No, we're not blocking with Dalton Schultz.
All right, when we come back, we're going to put the questions out there. We got a question for you, and we're going to put it out there to see who's going to be in our fantasy league. And we'll open up the phone line. So get ready to see if you, but we're not going to open up the phone lines till after we ask the question. So you can't get in line right now. We'll ask the question, asked and answered. And if you can answer the question, then you, my friends, will be in our fantasy league. But right now I'm talking about East River 9. It's not a fantasy. It's real. And it's at night, too. It's during the day, and it's at night where you can play golf. You can't play golf at night. Oh, yes, I can. Outside? Yeah, outside. That's right, at East River 9. Because it just wasn't hot enough yesterday, why would you not want to play golf during the day in Houston yesterday? Well, wait a minute. It's a lot cooler at night, and you get to play at East River 9 because it's a lighted golf course, lighted driving range, lighted pickleball courts. It's all lighted. And so you could get out there when it's not 9,000 degrees, and you can enjoy a great, great night or day if you want to go through the day. But you also got the restaurant there. You've got the sports bar and restaurant, which is awesome. Any big game, doesn't matter. You can watch your Astros there. You got bands on the weekends. They got during crawfish season, crawfish boils. It's nonstop. It is really a fun place. And if you've never been, you need to go. If you've never played East River 9, fun time had by all. And it's a great place to start as well if you're a beginner to just hit those easier shots, shorter shots, and get better. Get out there on the driving range as well. Corporate memberships available as well. EastRiver9.com, EastRiver9.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. I'm going to put this out here now. The person that can answer this question first is going to come with us with a guest, someone else. You get two spots in our fantasy league, okay? This is the first of many of these. We've got the four of us, right? Mapes is going to be in it. Dell's going to be in it. I'm going to be in it. Lance's in it. So we got eight spots. So we'll be doing this four times where you have a chance to get in. So keep on listening. And we are going to go August 27th and 28th, I believe, to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. And then we will be doing our fantasy draft on the 27th. So make sure that you can go if you have to take off work. Oh, well, you're going to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You get $200, right, in
food credit, yes. Food credit. And beverage credit, $200.
Food and beverage credit,
you also get a separate dinner the night of the draft.
Right.
We're all going to be there. So you get that dinner, and then you get $200 to do with what you will.
Right. On top of the dinner that we will have for our fantasy. Which was awesome. We ate good. We had pizzas and wings, and it's just fantastic.
They hooked us up.
Yeah. So here is the question. In PPR format, which quarterback and wide receiver has the most fantasy points in a single season in Texans history at their positions? Which QB and wide receiver most fantasy points in a single season in Texans history at their position?
First caller to get that right.
Oh,
wins.
I thought I was going to answer.
No. Why would we be asking you?
I was just trying to think.
Well, I mean, don't say
don't
it.
Don't think or say anything, honestly.
Yeah, don't think even. Just stop thinking. That's the best thing. That's the best way to go about it.
Carr, Kevin Walters.
Okay.
It's in.
Probably not David
Derek
Carr.
Derek Carr.
Not Kevin Derek Walters. Carr. He didn't play for the Texans. So
either one of them.
Right. Neither one of them? No, I don't
either,
think it's
I said either one of them would count.
Yeah, right. So, 713-780-3776. Dell is trying to get the answers. You're going to put them on the air, Dell, or no? You want the answers on the air, or are you going to do it off? You're doing it off. Okay. He's doing it off the air. And if you can answer correctly, then you are going to be with us. You and a guest, be it your wife, kid, buddy, someone you don't even know, randomly pick them off Twitter. You can do that. J.J. Watt would do that. That's how J.J. Watt would do it. If J.J. answers this question and comes along, I would think he's going to just go, all right, who wants to be in the fantasy league?
Yeah.
Right.
That's how he does it.
That's how J.J. does it. You don't have to do it that way. You're not J.J. Watt, right? Either J.J. doesn't have any friends or he's just that nice a guy.
So we're answering right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to answer right now. Okay. Dell and the interns are getting everyone set up right now. I want to did you remember? I didn't even remember this. I had to go look. We had a listener tell us this on Twitter, and I went and looked up the story. You know, Peter Lambert was cut in March.
Yeah, by the Astros.
They cut him. He was done. And they had to bring him back because
nobody picked him up.
Nobody picked him up. Everyone's like, Peter Lambert, that guy who was booty in Japan? Nah. We ain't taking him. And right. The Astros like, well, we got so many injuries. Because remember, there was, you may or may not recall, there was a slew of injuries to start the season. Doesn't look like Hunter Brown's completely recovered from it. And Christian Javier was never going to recover anyway, apparently. So Lance McCullers gone. And they said, well, I guess we go Lambert. Like, we really don't have a choice. We don't have any pitchers. We got to go Lambert. That's how they got Lambert. Lambert was cut. He went through waivers. Everyone's like, oh, I'm not touching with Lambert. He's 29 years old. For what? Astro said, I guess we got to pitch him. Here we are, 17 starts later, and Peter Lambert has a 3.08 ERA, a whip of 1.12. And he's the most consistent pitcher on the whole staff with 8 wins also. What a turnaround for this guy. This is, like, you couldn't have ever anticipated this. from cut in March to this. So while we're giving Dana Brown credit, it's like, yeah, just got lucky is what this is. They cut that guy. They just got lucky.
So they optioned him. He had an opt-out clause. He refused. So he triggered it. Say, I'd rather be on the open market. So they sent him down.
And in the minors?
And yeah, he'd rather be on the open market. No one picked him up. So he came back to the Astros, and now we have what we have.
Well, if you go by his Colorado days and then his stint in Japan, which wasn't great either, everybody was just like,
I don't think there's anyone.
Nah, we'll pass. And then look at him. And now look at him.
Yeah, you couldn't have seen this coming.
No.
So we have our winner. We will be joined by Patrick and a buddy or his wife or his girlfriend out at the Gold Nugget. The answer to the question, which was in PPR format, which quarterback and wide receiver had the most fantasy points in a single season in Texans history at their positions? Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep. That's what I would have guessed.
Yeah, we got a lot of Matt Schaub's. We did get plenty of Hopkins. No one until Patrick guessed Deshaun Watson.
I remember.
So you had other people that missed.
Yeah, I think I got through four calls or so.
Really?
Before we got to
Deshaun and D-Hop were my first choices.
If you're thinking about it clearly, yes. It's weird because I didn't really go right to Deshaun. I was like working through my head on. I was thinking wide receivers. I'm like, okay, Andre Johnson.
Well, yeah, Andre didn't score
Nico
enough touchdowns.
I know he didn't score enough touchdowns. Nico Collins. I didn't think about the Deshaun. That's an easy one. Deshaun, you're probably your top three in your team's history were those three guys or those two guys, I bet, because Deshaun ran the ball. So a quarterback who also runs and gets rushing touchdowns is always going to be a top quarterback. Obviously, PPR is irrelevant. PPR is point per reception, but when you have, DeAndre Hopkins got a ton of targets. So, and had more touchdown catches than Andre.
So that was just a taste of what will happen over the next month. It will be Texans-based fantasy football questions. So next Thursday, be ready for a question of that ilk. And they will get tougher as we move along. This one was originally supposed to be the fourth one, I believe. But the fourth one, you would have had to have known it would have been Texans-specific to even answer it. So we've shifted a little bit, but it'll be Texans fantasy football questions for the next 3 weeks, so be ready.
So just start studying Texans fantasy.
If you want to join us at the Golden Nugget.
Yep.
Study up.
Yep. Did y'all happen to see? Okay, we got this Miami-Chicago MLS game.
Yeah. So if you don't know, the MLS has had a campaign as the World Cup was coming to an end. Hey, world, we got this.
We'll take it from here.
We'll take it from here.
I think is what it was.
Yeah, so once the World Cup is over, you still want to watch soccer in this country, we're here waiting for
you. Can you imagine the PR director or what is it called? What would it be called for the MLS? Even communications. You're the creative.
The marketing director.
The marketing director for the MLS, and they're like, we got to do it. Listen, Gerald, have you seen these numbers? We've got to pull. If we can just pull 1% of the viewership, if we can pull 1%, somebody's throwing that crazy number out there. You know how good. So it's your job to bring these people in. And Gerald's sitting there at his house like, oh, my God. Like, what can I possibly say? I guess I can just like, do you think he turned that in, that idea in? What do you got, Gerald? We'll take it from here. Like, I love that. That is great. And he probably thought they're going to make fun of me so bad for this because no one's going to be at our games no matter what. And I'm going to look stupid. There's nothing I can say on social media to fix this. Nothing. Nothing. And they can't.
So for those of you who don't know, Miami is back on their own end. They're passing back and forth. The goalie passes it out right to a guy, and he passes it back to the goalie. And the goalie tries to kick it and misses it, and it's an own goal. It's about as embarrassing as it gets.
Is it new?
It happened last night.
This really just happened? Yeah. Not somebody recirculating something from 23?
No.
Now, of course, Messi wasn't playing, and a lot of the DePaul's another Argentine player who was on the team. So it wasn't those guys, but, you know, it's one of MLS's premier teams. You got Inter Miami back in action. And, you know, the goalie tries to take it first touch, tries to boot it out, and he just whiffs, and it rolls slowly into the goal. And you hear the announcers go pretty much, oh, no. It's just so bad. It's so bad.
It's so bad. I mean, he just whiffs on it. And it goes right into the net. Chicago was pressing, but goodness.
And, you know, Chicago, their big signings, they have Robert Lewandowski. So Messi was never going to play, considering how deep Argentina went. But I guess some of the setup was the thought, hey, we got Lewandowski, maybe Messi's there. At least we got a star.
Look how many jerseys, Messi jerseys, yeah, are in the.
It was, yeah.
I mean, blue Argentinian Messi.
We got a new star. We got a new star in it. Well, not a new star, but at least a new star to MLS. Let's put him out there against one of our premier teams, and then you get this.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
It's the worst. Do we know what the final score is?
And he's clapping his. He's clapping his hands like
they have a box score. I can find it for you.
He's clapping his hands like, kick it to me. As he's like, clap it to me. He's going, come on, pass to me. I'm going to release the pressure.
And because he doesn't make contact, the own goal goes to the defender, not the goalie.
So most defenders don't score except for headers off set pieces. That's actually pretty cool.
No, not if it's an own goal. So while historically it won't go down as that goalie's mistake, if you watched it, you watched it.
Historically, why?
Like, it won't go down in the stat sheet as a goalie mistake. Yeah. No one, you will just see an own goal by a defender. 3-2, Inter Miami was able to overcome, and they won. That was the final score.
Wait, Miami won?
Yeah, 3-2.
Oh, God.
It did not cost them the win. Just really embarrassing for them.
No one knew. No one knew.
I just told you.
No, it's impossible to know who won that game.
I know it's MLS. It's been around long enough where you can find their scores pretty easily. Well, Google, I just typed in Inter Miami. First thing that popped up, the score of last night's game. 3-2, they beat Chicago.
No one knew that.
That's probably true. I didn't know it until I looked it up.
Right. That no one knew, even the people there.
they're all looking for Messi, and he wasn't there.
Has anybody seen Messi yet?
No, he might still be in Argentina. He might have flown back to Argentina. Who knows where he is?
You don't know. No one knows.
No idea.
No idea. No idea. All right, let's break. Congratulations to who, Patrick?
Patrick, yes. I don't know if he's a Cowboy fan, so I don't. Maybe don't.
Oh, God, please. No Cowboy fans.
But Patrick Curry will
be. We don't need any more any Cowboy fans this year, okay? Good Lord. Everybody wear a Texans jersey, okay?
Or just hide your fandom so John doesn't yell at you the entire time.
I can't stand.
He's just a guy rooting on his favorite team.
Well, I've been a fan of Billy Brown's for a long time now, okay? Ever since I've known him, ever since he's come to my house, his guys have come to my house, and they've fixed the issues that we've had. And we had a few different issues. And you can do some preemptive stuff. Lance repiped, okay? Mm-hmm. He had to do that.
I didn't do anything. I just sat there while they did it.
Underneath. Yeah, right.
They did it outside. They said, I guess we'll dig these trenches. I'm like, I'm glad it ain't me.
No, digging ditches? No.
Yeah, digging these
and
deep
even
trenches?
In 103 degrees, 104 degrees, they'll be out there doing it because they're workers. They're hard workers,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But also you can clean out your tankless water heater, the resin there, and that'll help your water flow. I mean, it's all about water flow. It's all about making the brown go down. It's all about getting that clean water through your pipes in your sinks. And if there's any problems whatsoever, if you got leaks, you don't want that water flow. That's for sure. I had one. Billy's guys came. Boom. And then the guys, Daniel and his guys from Resto Pros, they took care of it after that. Oh, I met somebody that had, oh my God, what a story I got. The guy that we were with last weekend, he said he had a tub problem, that water was leaking. And he had one plumber come out and he said, oh, it's probably your wife just splashing. And he was like, what? So he called Billy's guys. Billy's guys came out and said, no, you have a slab issue. Took it off. And they did it for an unbelievable
splashing.
Price.
Who would be so lazy?
Your wife was splashing
too
much.
The laziest plumber I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Then Billy's guys went out there, and now Resto Pros is taking care of the rest. It is what they do. You're looking for the best plumber in the history of plumbers. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.